Today we will talk about leverage. What role does it play in investing? Welcome to Learn to Invest, a podcast by Money Masters. With me, your host, Robert. He will learn how to invest like a money ninja. Let's get started. Hi, Scott. Welcome back. How's it going?
Hello, hello. All is well.
Very good, very good. All right, so let's talk about leverage. Scott, how would you define leverage?
I guess if you have a situation where I think of collateral in some sort of way, if you have something to offer as a means of, I guess, getting in the door or something, right? I mean, if you have nothing, I think about if you're trying to like possibly get a loan or something like that, right? If you don't have something, then you can't get that in order to invest or move forward. So you create some sort of leverage by having something there as collateral. Would collateral be like a form of leverage?
Possibly. Can you explain the situation a little bit more? Like, let's say you want to have a loan for to buy a house or something. Like, what would you offer then to get your foot in the door?
Well,
what do you mean?
I guess imagine if you're trying to buy a building, right? And you have one building, right? So you'd use one building as collateral to buy another building. So if you were to default on that loan, then the bank would have two buildings. So, but in the scenario where you don't have any buildings, then you don't have as much, I would imagine you wouldn't have as much leverage to buy a building because you don't have anything to offer the bank. But in this case, the bank would be like, oh yeah, we'll give you a loan to buy that building because you have a building and you're using that as collateral. So I'd imagine if the collateral would be a way of creating leverage.
Yeah, maybe in a way that's probably helping to get a bigger object. You use some smaller like property to get a bigger property or something like that. So maybe that's a way of leverage, yes. But just in general, I would define or explain leverage as low input, high output. So maybe kind of like what you just said, you have a small a property and trying to get a larger property, low input, high output. Maybe you heard about some quote by Archimedes. That's the way you pronounce it in English. I'm not sure. Archimedes from the old Greeks. He said, give me a lever long enough and I shall move the world. So, of course, if you have a lever, yeah, you can move a heavy object, let's say a stone. Yeah, and the longer the lever, yeah, the larger the leverage, then the more power you have. So you can have low input, high output. So therefore, I would say leverage is almost like magic or almost like cheating. Yeah, and I would say I love leverage in any situation, whether it's in business or investing. I always ask myself, how can I lower my input and increase my output at the same time? Yeah. So I will also try to give some examples in a second, but that's my general explanation of what leverage is: low input, high output. Yeah. Of course, there are also some forms of leverage which can be highly risky. Again, we will talk about some examples. But maybe I can give the question to you, Scott. Can you think of any other examples of leverage now that I explained this low input, high output thing? In general, how could one decrease input and increase output at the same time? Is it if it's in business or in investing or anywhere in life, let's say?
Oh, I can't think of anything. I was thinking more in the physical world, though, like a rock or something, because you just gave that analogy. It's what I was thinking of.
How about, for example, automation? Yeah. Let's say you have some kind of business operation and you have, you need people to work for you, or you need some animals on a farm. But then you buy some machinery, and the machinery basically provides some leverage. You have less input, yeah. You don't have to pay the staff. You don't have to take care of the animals and these kind of thing. And they are even providing a larger output. So there's some kind of leverage through automation, or maybe also delegating. Let's say you have a one-man operation, some kind of business, but then you get some assistant, and the assistant is maybe doesn't have a lot of or a high salary. Yeah. So, but the assistant takes on some of the work, and therefore you have more time, which you can put into more valuable activities, and this way create some leverage. Could also, let's say you're talking about business again, and you're able to increase prices. So you have the same service or product, but you simply increase the price. So the input is still the same, but the output is larger. So if you're able to do that, there are some leverage in that as well. Maybe even switching to a di different business model. Yeah. A business model which is providing a higher potential of revenue or of earnings as well. And thereby, you can still put in the same amount of time and energy, but get a higher output. And talking about investing, of course, you can also try to use leverage in investing by maybe using other people's money, yeah, through a loan, make a debt or margin, as they say in investing and trading. So you have your own capital plus other people's capital, and thereby the return on your own capital is increased. Yeah, thinking about buying in a real estate, for example. Of course, you can buy a larger real estate if you're taking also some other people's money. And then the rent that you get for the larger real estate will be higher, and therefore the return on your own capital is increased. Last example I can think of is volatility. So if you're thinking about stocks, for example, and you have a stock which is very slow and it's rising in price, but very slowly compared to another stock, which is rising in price much more rapidly, then of course, this volatility, this more dynamic price movement is giving you some kind of leverage. But of course, you could imagine there's also some risk related to this. Scott, what do you think? What risks can be associated with leverage?
With the leverage, okay. Well, your return could be kind of like what you were just alluding to. I was also thinking about a lot of the investments that AI is enabling for companies, how they're investing in AI to automate more things. But your output could, if you were to miscalculate, could be not as sufficient enough to offset the invested input to lower whatever the cost is up front. You'd have to put something in is what I'm getting at. The output could be, could fall flat
So if
potentially.
you, for example, go back to the example of machinery or some staff that you hire, then you miscalculate, as you just said, then you have fixed costs. And yeah, if there's some miscalculation, then of course that can lead to debt, right? So that's some risk. Anything else? For example, we were just talking about using other people's money.
Yeah, there would definitely be risk there. I'm just thinking maybe a little closer to my personal situation. Obviously, you would do that if you get a loan from the bank. But say if you went 50-50, your money and the bank's money, you get the benefit from the full outcome of that. But then if you had like a market-based interest rate or whatever, then obviously if things went up, then your return wouldn't be as high. Your cost would go up. I don't know if that's what you were asking
I
exactly,
mean,
though.
worst case, if you use other people's money, worst case is that you lose more money that you have than you have, right? I mean, if you invest in something and then it goes down to zero, yeah, then you are in debt. And talking about stocks, for example, you get a margin call. Maybe you heard about margin call. So basically, the broker calls you up and says, "Hey, you are in margin. You get it, or you're in margin far too deep." So you get a margin call, and you need to pay back the money. And I was also talking about volatility, giving a potential to the upside. But of course, there can also be a risk to the downside. Everything that is more dynamic, which can rise in price more rapidly, can also fall in price more rapidly. So, of course, there's some risk related to that as well. Yeah, but in general, leverage plays a big role in investing. Of course, in real estate, it plays a very big role. Oftentimes, I think that's the most attractive thing about real estate, that you can get some money from the bank or wherever, and thereby leverage your investment. Because, of course, in real estate, it's very unlikely that the property will go down to zero. Yeah, stock can fall to zero probably easier than real estate, except maybe some kind of nuclear bomb falls on the real estate. But I think that's hopefully not happening so often. Other people's money is thereby used for real estate many times. It can also be used for stock investing. I was already referring to going into margin. Yeah, if you have a broker and the broker gives you a margin account and not a cash account, that means that you can go into margin, which means you basically borrow money. But of course, that has resulted in, or that has been the ruin for many. So you have to be careful with going in margin and using other people's money. But I like volatility for active trading. Yeah, again, we are saying that volatility means there's a higher potential to the upside, higher risk to the downside. So maybe for the long run, for buy and hold, might be a little bit risky. But if you're actively trading, going in and out more actively, then I think it's a good thing to have more volatile financial instruments. So I myself, I'm applying some semi-active stock market strategies that apply volatility in my favor without having to use other people's money. So I cannot lose more money than I have. But it is important to know what you are doing, where to enter, how to manage the trade, and where to exit. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you very much. Yeah, please download my ebook, Natural Laws of the Stock Market. Again, I will put the link in the description. Please also give us a like, maybe a review. 5 stars would be really, really cool. And may the momentum be with you. Until next time, bye bye.